I'll continue my story.
Wait, let me intro real quick.
Episode 30.
Welcome back to Grandma's Pillbox, episode 30. Today we've got the OG cast here to celebrate a big milestone. So Dan, you were just talking about your grandma making bank.
Yeah, dude, my grandma's been making bank off like Etsy, right? She goes, like, she made jewelry, right? And she made jewelry like when I was a kid, but then she stopped for a few years. Now she's back on her grind, and she's been making bank because she's been wanting to make the, tap into like the religious market, you know. But she accidentally tapped into the TikTok kids. Market. So I've been literally like once in a while, like when I'm like I'll come to her house, I would literally like show her some like some TikTok trends, or not like not show her, but like she'd be like, "Dan, is this good? I'm not making anything satanic, right?" Because she deals with a lot of emo like and goth kids. They're like, no, that's what it means. This it's Nordic, it's Celtic or something, you know.
Yeah, I wonder if after this trend dies down a little bit. We said it was like the evil eye, right?
The evil eye is like a blue eye dot target looking thing.
I wonder if you position her to go after some League of Legends kids next.
League of Legends kids?
Like she makes like League memorabilia or like, cause how is she making the jewelry?
They commission what they want and then she orders like the beads, right? And she charges them based on like what she, because sometimes she makes like some of these beads, like these beads came from like California or like either Arizona or California.
Okay.
Like they had to be brought from, like
imported.
Yeah.
From.
Not like she ordered them. Like she, I think like her cousin like went in and actually got them.
Dude, I really like that actually. Mm.
No, yeah, I only got this necklace because I walked into her lab and I saw like a bigger version of this.
The lab.
Yeah, no, this is literally like it's literally a whole setup, and that's where the Yeti is right now.
Mm.
It's chilling there, yeah.
The Yeti, wait.
The snowball.
Oh, right.
That's where it's at.
She's
like,
using it.
She's literally using it. Yes.
For what?
I don't know.
Huh. I was actually just thinking about that Yeti.
Yeah,
because that's a USB mic.
Because I gave it to Rob at some point, and then Rob gave it to my grandma, I guess, yeah. But she had a bigger version of this, and like, oh, wow, this is hard. I would actually wear this, but then she just made one for me.
Yeah, the Zenyatta beads.
I'm going to experience tranquility.
Beats and tranquility. Thomas, what's up?
Did you do the intro already?
Yeah, I did.
Welcome to episode 30. I'm going to redo what Liam just said. We got the whole cast here. Dan going off about his anal beads that he wears on his... I'm just joking, Dan. No disrespect. I'm just joking. Episode 30 with Dan. He was on the first episode, Resurgence, episode 8 or 9.
Yep.
We talked about AI art and its implications and whatnot. And we thought it would be fun to talk about AI art again and maybe some new things that have come up since we made that episode in the summer.
Yeah, so today's main topics are going to be that, AI art. Like Thomas said, we're going to talk about some other cool AI things that are going on. You know, that's kind of a theme we have on the show. And some news, some popular news that's been happening. And yeah, then we'll wrap up the show and let you guys get on your way. So,
Dan, have you heard of ChatGPT?
Or ChatGPT, is this AI based?
Yeah.
I don't think so, no.
So it's AI, basically text writer or texting. It scours the internet all text and basically just trains off of that. So you're like, give me a list of the top 10 most grossing whatever, and then it finds it and spits it out for you. But that's like a simple Google search thing. People have written essays or done whatever. Like, I just read, I didn't read anything. I heard like write to me the like a rule of life or something in the style of King James or whatever, or in like a whole essay, and then it spits out an essay right away and like has great grammar, like shits out like an actual piece of writing that has coherence. It's not like random. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, and it's you kind of have to format the question. Like the way I've been doing it is give me blah blah blah.
Right.
So one I did was give me a few examples of things to help grow a podcast audience.
I think the closest thing I've heard to something like that is when it's the chatbots, but they're more like sophisticated to the point where like they will make like actual funnies. Like, I don't, cause like they're really based off like anime girls, right? Okay. So you'll have like one that will say like, oh, hi. Like, the, you know, it's for like lonely Kuma bait, right?
Oh, people.
But if you talk to them enough, it'll be like, yeah, well, I would like to shoot up a Walmart or something, you know? I'm like, goddamn.
Well, the difference with that is those are trained on a much smaller database.
Well, this is just like this is huge. This is like writing papers for people.
That's just like one of the use cases for it.
This is just getting all of its information, and it's like Thomas said, it's training off of the internet. So it's able to just scour the internet and pull phrases, words, and as it's like scouring through, it's matching things up. Like whether or not this might sound real, or like what words or what sentences are put together that are like kind of relevant to the topic. Mm-hmm. And it's just spitting out like these great examples of stuff.
As a personal example for you, Dan, you could type in, give me 5 tips on starting a barbershop business. And then
it just gives you like a prompt.
More than likely, you're going to be surprised and like, wow, these are insightful answers. These aren't like, you know, BS stuff. Mm-hmm. Are you going to try to look that up now?
I think I have been using it too much, so I ran out of uses.
Okay.
But I'll show Dan this. Give me some examples of podcast growth strategies. And it just spits out 10 like really good, like invest in SEO analysis to boost your podcast traffic and visibility. How does like... The AI is actually like that's a pretty technical thing that it's just putting up there.
Would you argue that I'm probably gonna sound a little bit like ignorant here, right?
Yeah. But
wouldn't you say that this is like a fancy version of a search engine?
Well, it's been compared to like Google as a search engine, but right. The use case with it goes much larger, I'd say, than like just a Google search, because it has this thing, because it's like an app that you can use, but it also has an open API, which is accessible something interface, which just means like if you're making, let's say, a chat bot or like a chat thing, mm-hmm. you can connect it to ChatGPT and then use its AI software and database to power your chat, like customer support. So someone asks,
haven't we had this technology for like years now?
What technology are you referring
to? Literally what you just said, you know, like the API, because it just sounds like, you know, it's just taking information and kind of just making like, you know, a puppet of some sort, almost like one of those customer support bots, you know, that gives you like really basic answers. I'm not discrediting what you're saying. I'm just like, I'm honestly just asking, like,
you're wondering what's new here?
Yes, because I think that there's a problem with today's technology and a lot of things is that we like to rebrand things as new, but we've been doing whatever it is we've been trying to figure out for years, mm-hmm. you know? It's just we like to rebranch it, you know?
So
is what I'm trying to say.
I see what you're saying. I think, and Thomas, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but like at the job I work at, we use APIs. I think it stands for, at least the acronym that I know is Automated Protocol Integration. And it's the same thing. It's where we've got a, basically this journey that a customer will go down. If they buy this machine, then in 2 weeks, they're going to get this selected email that we put together. And then depending on how they view that, that's going to take them down this giant tree of different, like, a pathway, basically.
So, like, when you go and call, like, a doctor's office, right, and they, it's an automated, like, it's an automated, like, not a voicemail, but, like, you know, oh, please hold. Like, you're not going to be talking to a person until, like, say, like, 30 minutes later.
Yeah, so they probably set that up through some sort of business API. But what this like, ChatGPT is...
I think this is different. The acronyms are different.
Okay.
API... I have no clue. I wish I could remember what it stood for, but
yeah,
it's essentially grabbing a piece of code from something else and allowing you to integrate that piece of code to, like, another program that you're using without
application programming interface.
Yeah.
So application programming interface is a way for two or more computer programs to communicate with each other. It is a type of software interface offering a service to other pieces of software. A document or standard that describes how to build or use such a connection or interface is called an API specification. A computer system that meets this standard is said to implement or expose an API. The term API may refer either to the specification or the implementation.
So, Dan, let me just say, you think nothing is new here. This is an example I used to explain with Liam, which was with Walmart, or not Walmart, I keep saying Walmart, Best Buy. They, if you want to, say, schedule a TV installation, you have to contact, like, a real person so that they can input your data and set up the appointment for you. But you can use this API to, like, connect with Best Buy's interface, and then you call to ChatGPT to look through the internet and be like, all right, these mounts will match your TV, and these are the certain appointment dates that you can pick, because I'm assuming it would have access to Best Buy's, you know, scheduling or whatever, and it'll be like, oh, pick an appointment. And you're able to do that in 3 minutes to set up a TV installation. With a person, it would take a lot longer because, you know, you have to tell them everything and then they have to type it in.
There's a lot of room for human error. But how convenient is that? Maybe it'd be convenient
for a company.
Could be convenient for you. But say someone like my parents, right? Like, more of, like, the average American, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying, like, not everyone, even now, like, with how far technology has evolved, you know, not everyone is really, like, tech savvy, but, like, how convenient is that really?
It may not be convenient now, but with further, like, more thoughts coming out, more people making businesses and services out of it, it'll find its way to be convenient for the average person, such as the phones, like iPhones or whatever in its early stages. People, you know, they just stuck their flip phones in, like, adapt right away to this weird, like, screen thing. But, you know, now everyone's got a touchscreen phone.
Right.
Like, why is it convenient? I have buttons where I can actually know what I'm clicking, you know. But with something like this, if I want to spitball an idea, maybe, is that service when you're, like, in trouble in the car? What and you, like, call to a certain service to help you out, like, set up a tow truck or
AAA,
you know, that could be automated probably through ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a faster response time to someone helping you out. Rather, you have to wait for someone to pick up the phone, then, you know, give all the details and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, like, what's time sense? Maybe a 911 call.
That it could help with that too.
It could help with that. But I wonder if there would be some sort of, there'd probably be, like, a little bit of a use curve, like, because, you know, there's sometimes people that are prank calling those people. What if, like, you know, they play along with the prank and then the AI doesn't recognize that, and then they send just, like, a SWAT team out to.
Well, that also goes into the problem that, you know, there's a loud like minority of people who, like, they want people to, like, for internet use, like, have your IDs, you know, linked to your internet access.
Yeah.
And then that's where it gets a little bit muddy.
Yeah, you know, that's
because if you want that system work, you kind of have to do that. But, you know, no one's going to want to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the internet. It's what's it called? That's the beauty of it, is to be anonymous. You know what I mean?
Aren't you kind of, I mean, I guess your IDs, but isn't your IP address kind of like an ID for your internet?
Yeah, but a lot of people will tend to use a lot of like
VPNs.
VPNs, yes, because, you know, I think even now, like, we're very, very cautious about our like, our security of some kind.
Oh, yeah, dude. Our data has just been stolen by China so many times. China.
I'm doing my best with keeping my data, at least, and everything secure. I use a password manager, and now I've got everything, you know, all, like, random letters, random numbers. Like,
yeah.
Everything is not, like, everything's a strong password. Everything's unique, so nothing's the same.
Okay, so most of my passwords, and I won't...
No, I'm just looking at what time
it is. Most of my passwords, if not all of them, they're either that, what you just did, or they're...
You can just bleep it out.
Yeah,
my password's right there.
Yeah, most of them. Yeah, most of them are like very heinous that no one would think of, and I'm like, I've never had like a problem with it, but there was one problem where, during COVID, right? Like the COVID, like during its like or lockdown during its infancy, right? And when we had to like go on lockdown and. I was working with this editing class, so they gifted us like a free month of Adobe Premiere, like one month to two months of Adobe Premiere, free, great. But to do that, our teacher needed to manually access our accounts. Okay, cool. Yeah, I gave him my username, my password. I think it's a very password, so I'm gonna have to change this real quick. There you go. I love bunnies or something. Yeah, so like, yeah, that's one that it almost fucked me over.
But you know,
your Crunchyroll password, every time I'm logging in on the TVs at school, my buddies are just sitting in the living room and they're like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "Just wait, click OK, goes through." They're like,
I'm gonna have to change my password. If so many people know.
Thanks, Dan.
No problem. See, so like Liam knows, like, see, but like I'm only thinking of it as like the average person, because a lot of people they get hacked through because they put shit like, you know, their grandson's name, their pet's name,
yeah,
or some
but
shit.
It's not even that, because people can hack, you know, website or just company databases and then just release or gain access to a bunch of passwords. And
right.
If you have a password that gets leaked, is the same for your other accounts.
But like that's just like a small scale, but like it, what's it called? I feel like most people like just get hacked just from like really dumb passwords, you know, like just really easy passwords. Cause like there's still like people who put like their password as password, you know, we still live in that time where, you know,
that's wild.
I don't
1 2 3 4 5.
Like it's just like leaving your door open. I don't get like why people just do this.
But it's changing with, you know, Face ID and fingerprint, where for most things such as like my bank, I can just log in with my face and
yeah. But it's just like the more and more stuff there is, it just seems like it just seems like a lot more steps for just doing simplest things according to like, you know, most consumers. Only because I only know this because like I talk to a lot of boomers, and a lot of boomers they say boomer things, and like, oh yeah, that's not really relatable, but I can see why you're upset, you know. He's like, oh, I gotta have an app for this. I have an app for that. And really, having an app for anything is just, it's convenient. That's probably like the easiest, like, convenience. Like, we have a bank app on our phone. Like, that shit just made banking easy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, these boomers are just like complaining, like, oh, I need to have an app for everything. Like, I don't know what to tell you, but, you know, you have to program.
Yeah, it's almost like, stylish or like trendy to be going like less technology and more like vintage and retro, and oh yeah, I'm gonna carry around my Walkman and have like a flip phone.
I think that's just like a level of LARP though.
Can you define LARP for me?
LARP is actually an acronym for live action role playing. So for like any of the like audiences who are like, what's an example of LARPing? You know, like the guys who dress up in like, you know, medieval stuff and they play with like fake swords and, you know, they pretend to be a character. It's not like, it's not cosplay. LARPing is like, you're actually like doing the thing, right? So what I mean by, and I'm only using like LARP, like I'm using LARP very loosely. This isn't really what.
In a way they are, like with what you're talking
about. You're LARPing that like, oh, I want to live in this period so bad. I grew up in the wrong generation. Yeah. Like, he's like, people like vinyl because people legit like physical media. They use CDs because they like physical media. And so people, you know, there's a lot of more reasons like, you know, to preserve physical media. But some people like, honestly, vinyl just has a superior sound according to a lot of people. But some people just like really be like, yeah, I'm going to get my shitty $50 record player and just keep fucking up my vinyls. Yep.
Do you think with physical media like that, do you think you can make like an NFT? I don't know. Maybe it already exists. Probably someone has had to thought it out and do it. But an NFT for vinyls, so to say. Like I own this virtual vinyl thing.
Well, they've already started doing it, and it's just not really popular.
No.
Because by doing that, you take off certain music from platforms. Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre have done it with some of their most iconic songs. I'm not sure which specific songs, but they've done entire albums, and they've minted them into NFTs. There's one early Snoop Dogg album that you cannot listen to on Spotify anymore because it is now a minted NFT.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
And that really rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. See, people already hate like platform exclusive shit. You know, like if Kanye and Jay-Z could not like convince you to get fucking Tidal, you know, people just really don't like exclusives when it comes to music, because that's literally when people get, because like, okay, people won't really pirate like shows as much, but when it comes to music, people will fucking pirate music. But people hate when like when Apple Music drops before Spotify and vice versa, you know. And like, it's just it's not even like, it's just an inconvenience, to be honest.
I could see it though being like, you know, a collector's edition rather than excluding other people from like the regular platforms to listen to music. How about just make, you know, VIP, not VIP club, that's just my analogy here, but you know.
Yeah, it's like a special edition trading card.
Yeah, like if you own this NFT or just this minted album, then you gain access to maybe like special like behind the scenes stuff of the music, or you get to gain access to a certain thing since you have this minted thing.
So I think I just think this is just a lot of physical media still does that. What you're explaining is that some vinyls actually still do that, but like it's in the actual vinyl itself. I have three upstairs I can probably show you that has, you know, bonus content as far as pictures, alternate album covers, a code to actually have it like digitally, and like the art itself too. I think what you're describing is that with extra steps. And like, people want more content, yeah, but people would like, if you're buying vinyl, you're buying it because you want to hold it. I honestly just think NFTs are probably just like way ahead of its time. Maybe we don't get it now, but we will probably understand it better like later down the line, because yeah, I don't know, man. People were talking shit about Bitcoin and look where that went, you know. No, not now, but
I mean, it's still worth maybe a quarter of what it was at its peak. But I mean, if a decentralized coin still being $20,000 is still a big deal.
I don't know. It just sounds like if you want physical media, you get physical media because you want physical media. If you want a collector's edition, you're going to go sought out one of the rarest vinyls ever.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not saying this NFT vinyl thing has to take over. I'm just saying in the future, I could see that being a thing where, you know, we don't really make vinyls anymore. Lots of people don't have vinyl players anymore. But we can make, then why would it be called a vinyl, I guess? But maybe vinyl is not the right version for, you know, a minted music album, but I could definitely see it, you know, just having a certain art piece, a certain album online, like that you for sure, you know, I'm one of 10 people to own.
Right. Like people want to invest, you know, people want to invest, right? If you're going to invest, you invest in things, you invest in socks. People want to own shit at the end of the day. People would like to just own shit. And I feel like you muddy the waters when you try to cross both, you know, because it's like, I think this all really started with like, maybe not like from the beginning, but this really all started with like nostalgia and just like, what's it called? Say the Pokemon cards, for example, right?
Yeah.
What's it called? Because to be honest, the closest thing you're ever going to get in life to a physical NFT is Pokemon cards. Because, I mean, they're really useless to you if you don't play the game, you know?
Yeah.
If you want to like collect them, that's nice, but what's it called? But you're collecting them because they might hold value, maybe, or they might go up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like that with most collector cards, like little...
Or not even cards, too. It's just, like, people that like to collect stuff as far as, like, you know, physical media, old toys,
you know, clothes. You can collect everything. Oh, pennies, stamps... coins. I mean, you got grandma who's got like a $400,000 stamp collection out there somewhere.
If I ever catch you collecting stamps, Liam, I'm gonna fucking kill you. I'm gonna be 60. I'm like, oh, you want? I'm having a cigar and collecting stamps. I'm gonna shoot you in the face.
Yeah, but it's gonna be on the private jet that I bought with my stamp collection.
I'm gonna shoot down that jet. You ever play Clash of Clans? I have level 1 air defense.
Yeah, but I got Pekka's rating.
You got Pekka's. You got Pekka's. I got balloons, boy.
Do you know Blade Runner?
Yes.
I don't think they showed it off in the movies, but in the book, one of the quirks of that society is that there's really no real animals left on the Earth or whatever. So you get electronic, like, animals, so to say. So, you know, the whole thing... the original book is like called, you can fact check me, something about electronic sheep. Like, it's not called Blade Runner. It's called something having a robot sheep. I don't want to keep talking until Liam proves me.
Right. Do androids dream of electric sheep?
Yeah. And that's like, you know, maybe it could make sense for a human, like wanting to have an electric sheep, you know, old times having an animal, but wouldn't an android dream of that? But that's a different question. But that's like a use case scenario for not NFTs, but, you know, something electronic that you want to keep, but still is somewhat a physical media thing.
If that was the case, wouldn't someone make something like, you know, again, physical? Like, do you remember the iDog?
Mm-hmm.
It's a really dumb example, but... Or like those dog toys you got as a kid, you know? I feel like people would just make that, but on a bigger scale, you know? I mean, I feel like people would just start selling, like, animatronics at that point.
We always find our way back to Five Nights at Freddy's.
How's the left?
Har, har, har. Har, 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 har,
har, har, har, har, har, har, har. Or just do the rest of the podcast.
Who's that Muppet? He's like the chef, and he just makes that noise like or.
But you know, I'm uncultured. I know who you're talking about.
I know who you're talking about, Joe.
It's not the meat guy, but it's the...
Well, let's ask the intern, Liam. Yeah,
look that shit up.
All right, Dan. here's a use case for ChatGPT.
Just the Swedish chef.
He's just called
the Swedish chef.
Oh my god, it's Lars.
Yeah.
Wait, let me see.
I'll be very mad if Lars doesn't look like that when we get older.
I agree. No, but Lars is not going to have that strong of eyebrows.
He can.
Or mustache.
He can.
It's a possibility.
Oh, I mean, wait, doesn't he have like a really thick mustache?
Lars?
Yeah. I
mean, no.
No.
Can he?
No. For anything, I might be able to look like this.
Swedish chef.
I'm the Swedish chef. That's what I'm going to cosplay as.
The Swedish chef.
Yes.
That would be so based.
That would be very based.
Can the intro or outro song be I'm the Biggest Bird? It's a SoundCloud. Or it's not even like a big...
Oh, is it okay. The one that you posted on your...
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm down. I'm having trouble downloading like YouTube videos or like that sort of thing.
You can do YouTube to MP3. I don't know about Spotify.
You can just like...
You just look up on Google, you know, YouTube to MP3. Some of them might seem sketchy, but you just find like one good one and then...
Yeah. It's like getting emulators in Pokemon games. You're going through like all these weird things, but then eventually you get to that Pokemon like Fire Red, click on it and it just downloads and you're like, yes.
But I wanted to say, Dan, let's say you've got your business, your barber business going, and you want to automate like scheduling, or let's say you're still on the small business side, you can have ChatGPT run that for you. Like it has access to your, let's say, Google Calendar, or like you just have an Excel sheet with like, you know, I work from here to here. These are the time slots taken up. And then you, instead of you having to talk to the customer, you know, ChatGPT just handles it for you. I don't see a reason why you would need to use ChatGPT, but that's like,
right. That's
like an idea I have for maybe how it can apply to you or like any average barbershop owner, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like instead of having to call the store or come in to set an appointment, even though they have websites right. For that type of deal. So it's not the best example I'm giving here.
Most established barbers these days, they have at least some level website or app that you can actually just make the appointment. You don't even have to call the barber.
Right. So it's a bad example, but I mean, get what I'm trying to get at, right?
I know what you're saying, yeah. But... yeah, especially like appointment-based like businesses, like I feel like that would be pretty helpful. But I feel like those services, I think people would like the human aspect of it. Like, oh yeah, like I'm gonna go. It's like I gotta call my boy Justin, right? Let me get Justin cut my hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give him my fade. Let me call him up.
Well, let me call Dan. Let's give me this disgustingly beautiful fade.
You can use ChatGPT with an AI voice, like text to voice thing, and like do it through the phone.
I feel like you're advertising. You're trying to sell me something.
No, I'm just saying it's crazy.
He's just trying to put it in a way that like.
I'm just thinking about the near future. Like in our lifetimes, if they don't get extended by the time we die,
you're like a cyber Jehovah's Witness.
Would you like to talk about the fantastic AI Jesus,
the glorious AI running our lives?
Dude, oh man, those Jehovah's, dude. I won't get too deep into it, but one of the guys I watch on podcasts, Sean O'Malley's coach, is a former Jehovah, and just is always talking about how. Their outlook on life is just like everything's getting worse and worse and worse. It's like, what could they have been thinking like during World War II, during the Great Depression?
Look, man, if I'm going to talk about Jehovah's Witness, we're going to have to cut off this entire podcast. So I'm thinking I'm not going
to. That's fine. We don't have to go too deep into it. But why?
Wait,
to cut it out?
Would it be bad statements, like very like hurtful or like private information that you can't let out about Jehovah's Witness?
You have some insider information.
I just do
Martha
not.
Stewart.
I don't agree with how they do business or not business.
You can speak on that.
Just how it's run. I feel is comparable to like Scientology. In a way, to a degree, but I feel like it's you really can't do that because at least Jehovah's Witness is there's like a level of legitness in the religion, whereas the Scientology believe it. Scientology is fucked, dude. Scientology is completely fucked. They believe in like some god named Xenu or some shit. They thought they had like the alien had sex with I don't know, dude. I couldn't see.
Is Jehovah's Witness different from Mormon?
Yes.
Okay, wait. Can you explain to me what Jehovah's Witness is? Yes. I kind of clumped like these like random religions together.
Yeah. What do Jehovah's Witnesses believe? Witnesses believe in one God, not the Trinity. Like most Christians, I think they're a branch of Christianity. They believe that Jesus died for our humankind's sins. However, they do not believe that he was physically resurrected after his crucifixion. They believe that he was only spiritually resurrected. So that's their general belief. But then they've got things where if you like disobey the laws of the church, you're just exiled completely.
Hmm.
I think they've got like certain, I don't know if camps is the right word, but like kind of like
Jehovah camps.
Jehovah camps,
just to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like church. Okay. Churches are like a diocese and like the Catholic Church.
I think it's best we just stay in the shadow waters when talking about the Jehovah's Witness, because it's like
they're gonna come down here.
Are they dangerous? Like, are there like cases where it's like we suspect Jehovah's Witness is responsible for this?
They're just really weird.
It's not like the Branch Davidian. They've got to go Waco on them.
They're very odd. They're odd people. Not the people who practice. But the people who are associated within the church, as in like who work within the churches.
Mm-hmm. That's with any almost Christian religion, the people who work within
These people kind of take it to, I can't, you're going to have to pause this fucking.
No, if you don't, it's fine.
I do not feel comfortable talking about the shit.
Wait, Andrew Tate converted to Islam, so that connects in some way about religion. What do you feel about Andrew Tate?
Islam as a shield.
A shield?
He is using. There's no fucking way that in a week's time that he's being criticized. He's like, I appreciate Islam now.
He's preached that he's a religious man, though, throughout the whole experience.
He says when he's in Romania, he's a Christian. When he's in Dubai, he's Islam.
It's like, so he's in a Dubai jail right now.
Is he?
No, I think he's...
No, he's in Romania jail.
Yeah, he's in Romania jail. So why is he Islam now?
No.
Well, no, it's like he respects just the religion of the country, but he also... I think he hates Christianity because a bunch of people are fake Christian. Or like, they don't...
Here's how I see him when he identifies with a religion. Because he said he's done not only Christian, or he's done Christianity, he's done Islam, right?
Yep.
But like...
He's been atheist.
But he's just like... I'm not gonna punch you. Is it? Oh, we're gonna fight. Now I'm gonna slap you. You know, that's my example.
Wait, I don't get it.
I just want to use an excuse to slap you, to be honest. But basically, like at any point in time, he can just jump on any religion if he really wants to, because he's like, oh yeah, but like he's always respected. He's always like talked about Islam in the past videos. Like, did you see like when when he got out of the pool, like his schlong out, like, and he started preaching the Torah.
Inshallah, brother, inshallah.
He's like, yeah, he started preaching the Torah after that, but like, oh my God, his balls. His balls are so good. I love it.
Where are we going?
I love Andrew Tate. Oh my God, I love Andrew Tate so much.
Is this a Meat Canyon skit?
I love Andrew Tate. I love Andrew Tate. Oh my God. I love him and his 33 Bugattis.
So we talked about a little bit on the last cast.
This is why they don't have me on the show no more.
No.
It's a different reason. It's a different reason, Dan. Schedule. We can hear you now. We can hear you.
Scheduling issues.
Scheduling.
Because
they told me before your show, I was like, Dan, do you took your meds? I'm like, yes, I took my meds. And they're like, it's like, are you okay? So you're not going to like act out? No, I'm good, bro. And it's like, oh no, this is your guys' fault. You guys started talking about the Jehovah's Witness. And I was like, I can't.
The voices are like crawling through the fog.
There's bugs in my skin. The walls. We started talking about Andrew Tate. I'm talking about Andrew Tate.
Okay, do you hate him? Do you disagree with him? Do you just like choose to ignore him?
I choose to ignore him only because I feel like the people who like actually listen to him get no bitches and stack no paper.
Really?
Andrew Tate is like Avatar, right? Like the movie Avatar. Because every time you talk about like someone said talked about Andrew Tate, they're like, yeah, but like, you know, he makes it like really good points. So like, oh yeah, like what specifically? You know, he just being around the bush. They're just being around the bush every time like someone says like, oh yeah, like
the same goes for people who hate him. Like, yeah, you just says bad things.
Well, no, because every time like people like list off shit that they hate him, he's like, oh yeah, misogyny, bad. He's a sex trafficker, debatable, but bad. It's like, okay, yeah, no shit. He does bad shit. I'm like, why do we give, like, it's like, why are we making this guy famous again? Because he lures in people who get no bitches, stack no paper. He's like, you can be like me, Andrew Tate.
He's reviving the masculinity.
He's right.
Wait, so are you saying he's just pandering to the incels to give him money? Is that what you're saying?
I never said incels. I'm just saying.
But you're describing people who stack no money, people who get no bitches.
No. I'm not saying incels. I'm saying losers. I'm saying fucking losers.
Is there much of a difference?
See, at least incels, they've made it like a thing, and they're like, oh yeah, we hate women because they won't sleep with us, and they just made this like this whole movement. They made a whole fucking movement. At least like, you know, they go online and say like whatever message board, say like Reddit, and they're like, yeah, I really hate women. That's free. That's free. You're paying another. You, a grown ass man, are paying another grown ass man on how to get bitches and stack paper. See, if I don't know how to do that, I would talk to a friend who is more experienced in this field and maybe get some life advice, you know, from a homie, a friend. But these people have no friends because they have to pay their way. They have to pay to win to get mediocre advice.
Are you talking about Hustlers University?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
I think
the paid service that he offers?
Hustlers University.
Hustlers University.
But I think that almost goes for like all those like motivational.
That's what I. But that what that's what I was saying in dinner yesterday.
Yeah, dude, I see what you're saying.
Like, now I get it. I
was being around a bush because I didn't want to like offend you guys and be like, oh no, I think you guys no, but like
I'm not trying to sell a book to you.
Yeah, I know, but like a lot of like not that book. You were trying to sell it to me, but a lot of this content, right, is, you know, pandered for, you know, people who stack no paper, get no bitches. What's the third?
Have no friends.
No, that's not good.
Heart stuck. They're heart stuck.
Dude, I think the thing is, the reason why you just like don't identify with it at all is because what you do as a barber is you're just talking to people all the time.
But so like I never started out like that, you know. Also, your degree is in business, not psychology. This isn't, you're not going to shrink me, buddy.
Acting like a shrink?
It's a fucking domain fortress. I will have you dead.
So you have no apprehension from going, like you said, going to a friend and asking them. A lot of people might have that, which is why they need to just scrolling on the phone.
Well, like what? Be embarrassed that like I stack no paper and get no visions?
Yeah. People might not be comfortable about talking because, you know, everyone's just on their phones all the time and nobody can have conversations anymore, it seems. But you, I'm not trying to suck you off or anything, but you kind of do that all the time. You talk.
I talk.
You know what?
From the wise words of Paul Esposito, he says, that man just be talking. He just be saying words.
That's true, but hey, I don't know.
Don't beat around the bush. What do you hate or dislike about Andrew Tate? Not his fans. Don't talk about his fans.
Well,
just talk
thing.
About him.
That's the thing, though, because he's just like that's the thing. Because if I'm gonna hate him, I'm gonna definitely just not like the people like who watch them, right?
Yeah.
Like I'm not gonna like I'm just, look, all I'm saying is if you have to like sit here and convince me that, yeah, I get bitches, I stack paper, I have all these Bugattis and I have mad sex, I can't stop fucking. I cannot stop fucking. If you have to convince me that, like, I don't know, you know? You know who I know, you know who I do know for sure gets a lot of pussy? Mewtwo King. Can you put a picture of Mewtwo King up on there? I know for a fact
Mewtwo King.
Mewtwo King.
That's a throwback. That's to the first like, episode.
Yes. Okay. Dude, it is. I know for a fact that Mewtwo King gets bitches in it. And even if he doesn't, like, so what? Because... he's not telling me like, yeah, I'm getting mad sex, like mad sex. Look, dude, I'm just saying, like, if you're bragging like that much about, I'm not even saying Andrew Tate, like, just in general, like, I'm a huge believer in making moves in silence, you know, like, you're not always posting shit on social media, you know, like, oh, dude, like, look at this band I just got, you know, and it's like, it's not even your band, it's Monopoly money or something, you know.
There is something to be said about that, though, and that's the theory of consistency. Humans naturally want to be consistent. So if you post something online for other people to see, it's right. going to give them that impression that you are this certain thing, and naturally you're going to want to stick to that because we would rather be seen as truthful, consistent, reliable than, you know,
see, there's a difference between being good at something, at like, say, you know, like a sport, a video game. See, that's entertaining to watch. I don't get what's so entertaining about dude telling me, it's like, hey, you don't stack paper or get bitches, but I do, and I'm going to tell you why.
Dan, I listen to Andrew Tate. I don't go to Rumble or Tate Speech and like look at all his. I just go on YouTube and I see his shorts get pushed onto my.
You are red thing. And I see veins sticking out. You want to strangle me, buddy?
No, I don't want to strangle you.
You want to strangle me? Look,
just ask me like whatever.
No, because
I have opinions on him.
Ask him what color his Camry is.
Wait, you already give him too much personal. Don't hunt me down. No, but why do I watch him? Like, I can just choose to block every video of Andrew Tate I see.
Well, that's just counterproductive. That's just like you have that guy so rent free in your head that like
rent free,
not you. But like if you were to go and do that, be like, oh, like it's like the people on Twitter be like, oh yeah, I blocked Ben Shapiro because I disagree with him on Twitter. I'm like, okay, like you hadn't announced that. Like, I don't care. I am not going to police the content that anyone watches. But if you're going to tell me, he's like, oh yeah, I wonder why people hate Andrew Tate. I'm gonna tell you why. Because.
But what if I disagree with what you hate about him?
I'm only saying this because you ever see that picture where, or like even that video where a homeless man calls another homeless man broke? Hey, this is me. I'm saying from one loser to another, to not you, but to like anyone else, like.
That's to like, you!
Anyone else.
No!
I am calling you, like, yes. From one loser to another loser, like, you are a fucking loser for paying a man to get, like, give you life advice.
Okay, wait. I'm just...
See, at least you have it free, though, because you're watching it on shorts.
Yeah.
That's respectful by itself. I don't care if you watch Andrew Tate. I don't give a shit. I just like, why the fuck are you paying for it?
Okay.
Dude, that's another one, though. Like, if you commit to something by paying for it, maybe you're going to stick to it more. And then...
Just pirate that shit.
Yeah.
Pirate that shit, you fucking loser. Like if it's so much like effort to like pirate Adobe, you know, like I'm gonna pirate Adobe, yeah, but I'm not gonna pirate Andrew Tate. I love Andrew Tate so much.
Well, you can't. The thing is, you can't pirate it. Maybe you can just look up online, like someone and just post it online. You can look for it.
There's gotta be a top G somewhere that's recording it and just putting it on YouTube.
For sure.
There's gotta be a top G somewhere, bro. Come on.
But those connection. I'm sorry.
It is. It's a Discord server. Everyone knows you're paying $50 to get into a Discord server full of other people that paid for it. But
dude, like if I go to a Discord server for free, I'm expecting losers.
Uh-huh.
I'm expecting losers. Why would I pay $50 to interact with losers?
That's fair. You're looking at it.
I did. I'm not trying to put myself on a pedestal.
I'm just saying because
you're not interacting with losers though. You just go in
calling the other homeless man broke. I have the right to say like, hey, this ain't it, man. What is it, Thomas? You wanna strangle me with rage? He's like, I will get vengeance for Top G. You will not talk to Top G that way. You are Bottom G. I am the alpha. He's like, no, I'm the alpha. You're the beta.
As I slouch over and I'm sitting crisscross.
Dan is the Sigma.
Signal?
The Sigma.
Oh, Sigma. Dan. What am I trying to say? I don't agree with the things that you're like bringing up, which I feel like is just what you see on Twitter, which is these mindless fools just posting their thoughts about Andrew Tate.
Because also to complain about Andrew Tate, it's just like, oh my God. Like, it's just no shit. He's like, oh, hot take. Andrew Tate is bad. Like, who the fuck cares, dude? Like, move on. Like you just let a man like live so rent free in your goddamn head. Like me right now. You told me to give my take. Like, I don't.
I believe he has a good message. There we go. I finally brought it to one sentence.
You know who else has a good message? Joel Osteen. Who is Joel Osteen, you say? Oh no. He knows. He knows. He knows the big Osteen. Look at him. Are you aware of what a mega church is, Mr. Thomas? No, we're gonna. I'm gonna go on a little. Away from the subject, but you know, it's
going. We'll bring it back.
So what? You know what? You ever went to a mega church? You ever been to a mega? I've seen them. I've seen like a video
on the inside of it.
Right. But like,
if it looks like a TED Talk, like big stadium. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So mega churches are very controversial, and not only people outside the religion, but also within the religion as well. See, I've not only had the opportunity to not only watch these streams, but also be in the crowd. And I gotta say, like, and I've grown up in the church, right? And I gotta say, that's really fucking weird, right? But what's so bad? Because it just sounds like me. I'm just hating on people who are preaching and who are worshiping, and that's not the case, you know. The case is a lot of the people who own these mega churches, they have this ideology, right, where if you give me your tithings, right, or you donate to me your money, your hard-earned money, salvation will come your way, right? Good shit comes your way through the power of God, but that's only if you give me your tithings, your money, right? So a lot of these pastors who own these mega churches, right, they own like multi-million dollar jets, watches that are more expensive than the jets, and properties.
That Richard Millet.
No, like I don't think you realize just how much like money, like net worth these people are. So Joel Osteen is kind of like the poster child for a lot of this stuff. But he has a very good message, you know. And I'm pretty sure, like, yeah, like, of course, you have a good message, but you're taking advantage of people who are, it's like the Andrew Tate shit, right? You are literally taking advantage of people who maybe they don't know better. I can't say for sure, but they're in a dark place and they're just being taken advantage of, you know? Because you really, if you're in a dark place, you can easily fix that with, like, say, religion, for example. That's what a lot of people go to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that gives a lot of meaning right. to like maybe what's going on. Oh, it's just God giving me.
Especially if you're coming from say like a place like prison, right? A lot of people turn to religion, and that's just like a rough example. But it comes back to Andrew Tate is basically the same kind of person as say a Joel Osteen, just taking advantage of people who. They're just vulnerable, in that subject matter. Whereas, say, while Andrew Tate takes advantage of people who get no bitches, stack no money, and say Joel Osteen and people like Joel Osteen, they take advantage of people who are literally just like in a dark place. It's the same. Also, the same thing with people who do multi-level marketing, right? Because they just still do the same predatory shit where it's you're doing bad financially. If you just do buy a quick kit, you can double that money, you know? I think, and I'm not, I you know what? And I'm not discrediting them, because in the end of the day, these people are really smart, because they make millions off of people that are just down bad, you know, down bad in life. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I would be in that position. If I can kind of it's not even scamming people really, because these people are willingly giving you the money. You know what I mean?
I see the connection you're trying to build here, mm-hmm. but I see a hole in that connection.
What is your hole?
You are saying Joel Osteen is taking advantage of these people by saying, give me money, you get salvation. That makes sense to me. You're giving these money, and it's this spiritual salvation that you'll receive. With Andrew Tate, you give him your money, you get a Discord server that organizes all these different ways to make money. You don't give money and you're like, bring me money.
It's not even about money. It's you know what? If you really want to put it into words, it's really for people who are like really socially inept, you know? Because it's like, yeah, if you're gonna like invest in that shit, yeah, you clearly have confidence. You might have confidence issues. You might have.
Why is that?
What's up?
Why is that?
Because he doesn't just talk about just getting money and shit. He talks about you need to be this way, present yourself like a man, you know. Am I not wrong? Am I wrong here?
No, he says you should present yourself politely, sophisticated.
Yes, and he teaches you how to, you know, surface level shit. You know what I mean?
Yes, but I mean that's just stuff that, like that YouTuber, like that dad who's given dad advice on YouTube. That's almost the same stuff that Tate's saying. Like, be respectful to women. You know. Whatever your masculine checklist is, mm-hmm. that's kind of what he's preaching.
But I think what he's preaching. Okay, so the difference between the dad on YouTube and say Andrew Tate, I feel like the dad on YouTube is more of an attainable level, whereas he's like, if you follow me, you can get all these Bugattis and stuff, you know, yeah. and you can make all this money. I think the dad on YouTube is just he's just teaching actual life skills, mm-hmm. literally stuff that people will just YouTube, how to shave, mm-hmm. right? And I wouldn't even blame anyone and be like, oh damn, you don't know how to shave, you know? Because some people just don't grow up with dads, you know, and there's no one there to teach them certain things, you know, vice versa, if you have a mom or dad, mm-hmm. you know. So see, the difference is that's genuine life advice,
yeah.
that you get from a parental figure. What you get, the shit that you get from your dad or your mom, you know, those people, depending on your relationship, you know, but no matter what your relationship, they'll always try to steer you in the right path. They're not going to try to do you dirty.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's what that guy is trying to uphold, where the other guy, you know, what Tate's doing, you know, realistically, it's just a way of making money. Because
yes, I see what you're saying.
He's not feeling a void. He's more feeling a want or a desire. It's becoming a celebrity. It's almost just it's not obtainable.
He's been doing that forever. I've watched clips of him and his brother on these British reality TV shows.
Right.
They've been at this game forever.
Right.
Trying to attain some sort of fame. But he's got these experiences now after going through all that stuff where he can actually leverage that into reasonable advice, products, things that actually people find value out of. Mm. Now, is he still doing all this crazy marketing and all that stuff? Like, over the top, which is what got him into hot water. Yes.
Yeah. And where it's proven until, like, you know, guilty till, or no, proven until proven guilty. Sorry, I'm a little, you know, because, like, you know, he did all that stuff and then he got exposed for, like, you know, some very illegal shit. And I'm like, you know,
he was going to any ends as a means to, like, get money in a non-traditional way, to get fame in a non-traditional way.
Because that's the thing. Like, no one wants to sit, like, I mean, even like the average college student, right? No one wants to sit down and, what's it called? Like, you know, work a normal job to get money, you know?
Yeah, like a
non-traditional. I wouldn't. I mean, anyone in this room that would say, like, if you can, if you for sure will be able to make money playing video games or really, like, shaking your ass on Twitch or some shit, you know? Shit, I'll do it. I'll make an ass of myself, like, on Twitch or some shit, you know? I would.
You would? You would do that? Because I feel like just with...
It's an example.
Yeah. But not that oiled up specifically. Oiled up. But just, like, what he does and what, like, the kind of thing I guess we're doing now, which is, like, creating, putting yourself out there.
We're just dudes talking.
We are.
We're dudes talking, whereas the other thing is a dude talking at you. He's telling you, like, this is what you should do. This is my 5 steps to success.
Yeah, and the main thing with everyone you mentioned is that probably when the cameras turn off, a different character is also turned off.
Yes. It's the same thing with Joel Osteen, but it's not even Joel Osteen. It's people who own these mega churches. They've lied so many times. They've
started to just live those lies and believe them.
They've developed, like, a different, like, personality. Like, they can't stop even if they want to.
But then there's that small majority of people that actually are built for that, and, like, you know, that's just naturally who they are, is the entertainer type. And you know, those sometimes it's hard to. Yeah, but usually I feel like those people are the ones that rise to the top and stay at the top. Like, you got on YouTube specifically, you got guys like PewDiePie that are just, like, entertainers. They're not really putting on, like, a character.
Right.
They're just naturally who they are. And I feel like, you know, we can kind of see from Tate that's not naturally who he is, which is why he's kind of started to fall out of the limelight for other obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
What were you going to say, Thomas?
Nothing. I was just straightening my back, getting ready to listen.
Getting that posture up, taking a nice bag of smoke. Speaking of, dude, those volcanoes. Have you seen those volcanoes before? It's like a vaporizer and herb vaporizer.
Yeah,
like teas in it.
Yodi gang.
The Yodi gang.
Yodi gang.
Fulcrum, come in.
Yodi gang.
But it's like a volcano shaped piece, or it's like an electric thing, like almost a humidifier.
Yeah,
it's like $500 and you put, like, a little bag on the end of it, like a balloon, and it just fills up.
I think we're talking about two different things.
I don't even know what you two are talking about, or whatever you had in your head.
The volcano.
Yeah, Yodi gang.
I know Yodi.
He smoked his way to Yodi land.
Yeah, he really did.
Dan, I feel like the message that you believe Tate is giving out. Oh wait, actually, I want to see what this is.
That, like, so
wait, I'll finish my point real quick. What is
that's a
vaporizer?
Yes.
Wait.
Oh, there's no more pictures. Volcano.
Is this
you can vaporize teas, other herbs.
Oh, just to get, like, that scent in the air or something?
No,
like,
so it connects to a bag here.
Okay.
And then that bag has a mouthpiece on it, and then you inhale that.
Oh. Oh,
and it's supposed to be super good for...
It's like aroma therapy, kind of?
It's more of just, like, smoking.
Just smoking tea?
Yeah, smoking tea, other herbs. And you can control the temperature.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be super high quality.
Wait, they make like more compact tea vaporizers.
Just like handheld?
Yeah, because my roommate has a tea vaporizer too, and
lavender.
I think it's about 200 lavender and hibiscus.
Yeah,
you're right. But it's like $200 or less, and I feel like that's just a burden. What you're showing me right there, like to use that.
I mean, you're paying for probably more durability, better quality.
Possibly, but let me finish.
It's the medic, though, Thomas. What, you're an off-meta scrub?
Off-meta? It's the meta.
You're an off-meta scrub.
That is meta. I will say that has been put onto me.
What were you going to say, Mr. Thomas? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm just saying, I think the message that you're getting out of Tate is totally dependent on just the media of Tate that you're being shown. Because for me, the things that you're saying to me, I disagree with, because the media that I see pushed to me about Tate is just all these like good messages that like he's saying or whatever. And yeah, but
those people, the people who are making that content, are meat writers. I'd rather watch, if someone's going to talk about Tate, right? I don't want to watch a meat writer, and I don't want to watch a dick watcher.
Okay,
right?
but you see. You see a short about him saying beat up women, and then you see a short about him saying
taken out of context.
Like, what is the validity of forming your opinion that he says this bullshit? Okay, like that's what I agree with. But he says this shit. Oh, it's just a dick writer. I'm not going to listen to it.
But I've said the opinion. In any point, I have not said that I don't like Andrew Tate because he's a misogynist or he's a rapist or something. Because I've never said that, and I can't even prove. I possibly can't prove that. I just don't like what he represents, and I'm saying like as more of like a business aspect. I just don't like that he just takes advantage. Like he's kind of like taking advantage of literal vulnerable people. I don't care like what he's, you know, like. You know, like shit that I can't prove.
By the way, I wasn't like trying to attack your opinion. No, I'm just trying to attack like that way of thought.
Mm-hmm. Because you know what? Because I can't. Because like one minute I'm just like, oh yeah, this Andrew Tate guy is kind of corny. And I go down and I see Ethan Klein like, oh, Andrew Tate is so bad. I'm gonna eat a burger like right now and gain more weight, and my fupa is gonna look so good again. And I'm like, oh my god, shut the fuck up. And I scroll down and I see goddamn fucking Hassan. I'm like, oh god. if you want me to like agree like with anything, just say like tell like just like use AI to like have Hassan be like, oh yes, I love the thing that I hate the thing that you love. And I'm like, oh my god, or I hate the thing that you love. And, oh my god, shut up, Hassan.
I hate the thing that he loves.
He's like, I hate the liberals.
Well, time to love the liberals.
So you're saying he's taking advantage of his very vulnerable audience.
Yes.
And all I have to say is who's like the things that he's seeing, if they can, you know.
more power to you. If you find value in Andrew Tate's words, good for you, man. Use it as a stepping stone. Don't use it as like I'm gonna take Andrew Tate's cock all the way to the moon.
Okay,
you know?
No, yeah, you're right. Yeah,
you need,
yeah.
I'm not trying
to do that.
Right,
I am. Pause.
I think it should be.
What's it called?
If you want to start somewhere, your first. It's like someone's first anime. Yeah, we've all had the cringe shit, right? But we're watching that good shit now.
True.
You know?
We might have started with Sword Art Online.
Hell yeah.
But now we're on some
like
some Shimenota and Kaiji and One Piece.
One Piece.
The One Piece.
Blue Lock. I have not watched the Duke, sorry. But I'm saying this peak. But I just think, like, you know, people should just be, again, like, using it as a way to search out better content, because there's better content. There's people who say the same shit as Andrew Tate, but can articulate their words a little bit better.
And they're not stuck behind a paywall.
That's true.
Because that's I feel true. Like, I'm not really too clear on what Tate's things are. I briefly watched, like, a YouTube video of what was included in Hustlers University. but it seems like just pretty basic things like, oh, affiliate marketing. Oh, you know,
SEO, copywriting.
Yeah.
Like drop shipping, maybe.
Yeah. Literally what every other person is like, oh yeah, start up this business and start making passive income.
So but like you can't attack the man for selling a service where he puts that all into one spot where you can access it.
Yeah.
And have people.
That service is already free and it's been free for years.
Yeah. Then go don't waste your time.
Yes.
Like this man's a scam artist. Just go do it yourself. If you don't like want to pay $50 to.
Right. But unfortunately we've hyped this man so much. He's like, don't you want to see the hype? You know, he's like, you don't want to be a beta male, do you, buddy? You want to be a top G alpha like me, right? You want to be one of top G's kids.
I do.
Meow. Liam, it's been me and Dan talking. What is your opinion on Andrew Tate?
Well, I've been kind of mediating because I've kind of agreed with both of your guys' standpoints. I
pro-Tate, anti-Tate, leftist,
The centrist is like, I think you guys are both fucking idiots.
And Jesse, what the fuck are you talking about?
I think you're both bad.
No, I mean, like I was saying, he's a character who's been trying to do this sort of thing forever. But I get consumed sometimes by his reels and all that stuff, and I will go out of my way sometimes to go on to Rumble and listen to his stuff. I think, like, I'm a fan of those motivational type people, characters, because I think that if you just kind of, like, take what they're saying at face value, it's all good stuff that you can just be living by. It's like grabbing, like, a motivational book, like, The Power of Discipline or Discipline is Destiny, opening it up to a random page and reading, like, you know, your words are your life or something like that.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's just that you're getting that repetition of good and powerful messages. But when you look into it more, you kind of see that, you know, it's a character that's put on, but I just tend to look at him in the face value. So generally I feel like he spreads an okay message, but because I look at him in that face value, I kind of dismiss some of the other things that he might or might not have done or been accused of, which probably isn't a good way to look at it. Because, you know.
Andrew Tate is like, there are federal agents outside my house.
There literally were.
There were federal agents outside this man's house.
I do that with a lot of things. Like, I don't dive deeper. Like, with Kanye, like, I still, it always goes back to Kanye. I still listen to a lot of his music, even from what he has said, but I've talked to many people that are like, no, I'm done with him. But it's like, can I just keep enjoying like something that he has created or might have said and just like separate it from the person who said it? I don't know if that's a bad way to look at it or
the difference is Kanye only said shit and he's just said crazy shit, whereas someone like an R. Kelly literally raped bitches.
Yeah.
But he got apprehended for that, didn't he?
It literally took it took him like 20 years to do that shit. And even now, like R. Kelly is still like his numbers are still up. And he just dropped an album actually.
Yeah, from jail.
Apparently his label did. And label.
Yeah, why don't you tell us one of the lines in that
in
one of his songs. Thank you.
Hurt me.
Oh,
hurt, baby. Hurt. Hurt.
Didn't you say there was a line like, do you want to repeat it or no?
What are you talking about?
One of the R. Kelly line in one of the new songs that he dropped.
Oh, I mean, I don't know word for word. Because we were talking about it in the shop and he was like, hey, yeah, R. Kelly just shadow dropped an album. And he had a trilogy of If I Did It, part one, part two, part three. And I'm like, that's wild. So he's like, if I did do it, I'm sorry, but I didn't do it.
The new stuff. I did it.
I don't agree with the outrage surrounding Andrew Tate, like the mass outrage. That's what I'm saying.
Well, Mr. Thomas,
dig deep.
Dig deep. I do need to dig deep here. The Matrix.
Okay.
But, like, really? Maybe it's just because I've been Joe Rogan pilled.
Joe Rogan.
But
JR pill.
I mean, there's, like, you legitimately, if you, like, sit down and look at different news outlets and stuff, there's bias towards one way or another. And I think Tate just got hit with the, like, the mass of anti-Tate that just got pushed to everybody. That's like, that was kind of the concoction that was drawn up by the Matrix. And then it was just pushed to everybody. So I think, and a lot of people will just listen to that and that'll be their thought. That'll be their opinion. They're not going to look deeper into it.
William Skinner's in some Kanye territory.
Mick?
No, yeah. See, this is why I didn't say I disagree or I don't get, because I do get it.
Yeah.
Like, all that happened and then he received that, like, outcome. I'm just saying I don't agree with it. Because from my memory, and, like, I don't dig super deep, like you said, like,
yeah,
like figuring out all the facts or whatnot, because I don't care that much. But just from what I've seen, it seems that the things that have propelled him towards mass hatred is the short 30-second clips where he says something that can be taken as misogynistic.
Mm-hmm.
But his rebuttal is, just look at the whole entire podcast and you'll see the context as to why I said this sort of thing, yada yada.
Now, what if it's like, say, or whoever's managing the channel, right? What if, like, what if it's just like those are the clips that they're putting out, right?
Andrew Tate doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
He, like, his fans are just the ones posting them for him. And
so and so,
but this also means people who hate Andrew Tate can just push clips as well.
Right. So,
and these misogynistic things that he's said are like 6 or 7, like 6 to 5 years ago, where like no one even knew he existed, or like obviously he was still popular, but like,
yeah,
you know, mass media didn't know about him. And like you're pulling these things, because I've listened to, like, you go to Rumble, whatever, just listen to what he said, or like I go on the Nelk Boys, like,
yeah,
podcast and listen to what he said on there. He doesn't spew any like I hate women, or like he doesn't like go for that short clip where it can be taken out of context. Like,
dude, what if, like,
I mean, I would think if I already had that, if I had that image, you know, that would I be careful what I say, you know?
Yeah, you do have to kind of realize that, like, the power that you have, the position that you're in.
But he wasn't in that position 6 years ago or whatever.
That's true. Yeah, but that's hard, because you get celebrities, like, wasn't there something with Kevin Hart? Pretty much a lot of celebrities have dealt with that, where they say something and then it just gets brought back up, and then there's this wave of cancellation that they have to deal with. But what you said about, like, people not getting the whole picture, that I really agree with.
Like, if I just saw Kanye say on YouTube Shorts, "I love Nazis," like, it's very irresponsible for me to say, "Oh, Kanye is just a, like, Jew-hating, Nazi-supporting dude." Like,
right.
I should go to the video and at least, you know, listen to a minute before or a minute after as to, like, what got brought up to what he said. But then when I did listen, I was just like, all right, we don't like Nazis, we don't support them. Hey, we got to stop hating on the Nazis.
Yeah.
Kanye goes, I'm like, okay.
Yeah. My only thing with that is that he's been saying some crazy shit, but I'm only looking at it at the level that he's a mentally ill man, and he is being surrounded by...
he hates that, like, narrative.
Yes.
He's like, they just want to call me mentally ill because I'm saying these things.
Well,
and
yeah,
I kind of agree with him. It's like,
you,
like, can't just
go that scapegoat route. But you have a history since all that shit, you know, with his mom
yeah,
and all that. He's had a history, a very consistent history, that his mental illness has been very hard to deal with, right? And I think that anyone who is suffering from that, they don't want to hear that. But am I going to sit here and be like, no, Kanye, you're not, you know what, you are mentally ill. Continue to ruin your legacy.
Yeah, I get that.
You know?
I get that point of view.
Like, if he's bipolar, and he, like, they're going to say some crazy shit. Say, like, oh, yeah, but bipolar. The one thing I saw, which I rolled my eyes, was like, oh, yeah, but being bipolar doesn't make you racist. Like, yeah, dude, it makes you say some outrageous shit. Like, we're not on your meds. You will probably say bomb on an airplane. Like, stupid shit.
Yeah, how could you even begin to understand what someone's feeling like when they've got that sort of mental illness? You can't, like, you don't know what's going through their head.
I know, but I can see that, well, one, he's someone, like, he gets clearly erratic, and two, like, a lot of the people around him. You know what, Mick has brought a very good, Guangzhou has made a very good point, is that every interview that Kanye has ever done, ever since he started all this, no one has ever asked him about music or how he's doing. I'm not saying that he's not like lucid or something, you know, but like it's just like it's like on another level. But it's like when you teach like your little brother swear words or something, and they're like, hey, they say it, like, you know.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, of course,
you're kind of like just bring him to this like talking point. It's like, oh, you said Nazis. Let's just talk about that.
The worst offender, well, not the worst offender, but one of the worst offenders was Drink Champs, where they're like, oh, yeah, Kanye, like, what's up? And he's like, here's some shots. And they gave, like, Kanye alcohol. And they're like, yeah, he's going to say some crazy shit. He's like, well, you know, I kind of really like the Jews. Like, oh, let's stop with the Jew talk a little bit. Yeah, no, but I'm serious. But, like, of course, yeah. But you keep fucking, like, fuck yeah. You gave him, like, a bunch of, you gave him a bunch of Henny, you assholes. Like...
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
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 That guy, I don't know his name, the main dude, like the bald guy.
Yeah.
Birdman?
That's not Birdman.
I don't know any. I just spat the name out.
Dude, he just down shots the entire show and just stays stone cold. I mean, you've got an appreciation, I think, with drinking shows. You brought up that one. You like cold ones.
I do like cold ones.
Now, is that just because of like the product and the characters are good, or
alcoholism?
Okay.
No. I think drink champs can be very boring until, like, depending on like what they like, who they bring in.
Yeah.
But cold ones, since COVID, because they live in Australia, so like they're very like, they don't have a lot of guests, so they've just been doing shit. And it's so funny because it's like an episode is like, oh, Max, he's a shot. I fuck you. He's like, I fuck you, Chad. And he's like, oh, that's funny, drunk Australians. Like, yeah, that's content.
Yeah.
Those
guys have been creating forever.
I wonder how their livers are doing.
Horrible. I hope they're doing like the Burt Kreischer thing where they're
keeping track.
Keeping track and just
running.
Like
doing running, a lot of exercise.
Working out. Just to like try and maintain,
like, just so you can keep drinking.
Just so you can keep drinking.
They don't look like.
No, they don't. They don't. Get those guys on some jujitsu mats. That'll.
Joe Rogan.
Dude, I'm so excited to start doing jujitsu. It's something like I haven't really, like, been this excited for something in a while. Like, I'm fully committed 100%.
That's cool. Yeah.
Like, full five. I mean, it was like 7 months out of when I'm actually planning on joining.
Right.
Like, and I've had apprehension in the past, like, on trying out new things and joining new things. But over the past year, I think this podcast has been helped me a lot in that sense, mm-hmm. to try new things and to, like, be more open and put myself out there, you know?
I think you just want to be on top of men.
That too. I want my sweat. I want their sweaty in my mouth.
I gotta go use the bathroom.
Okay.
What will you do, Thomas? I'm right here, defenseless.
What?
It's like, what will you do, Thomas? I am right here, your defenses. Will you avenge your precious Top G so you could be the Top G?
I kind of hold back what I say because I don't even know myself if I fully, you know, oh, I'm a Top G dick rider, or I hate Top G, or I just, like you said, like, I take some, what?
You're fishing? Yeah, what are you fishing? What are you fishing for?
I'm fishing. It's like, sometimes I don't know, I myself.
I like the way you put it,
but
I'm just like take some of his like good words and like do whatever like on your own. I just so he predicted get canceled, get arrested, and then get killed. So if he gets killed, then I'm a Top G dick rider because that's gonna be fucked up if he like
watching just kill himself.
He said he would never do that.
Watch him just kill himself just so he can see the can. Yeah, they're gonna believe me. Wait, I'm dead. Wait, what the fuck? I'm dead.
Don't believe me.
That
would be a Top G move, just to kill yourself so you start a revolution against like social media companies. That would be, he wouldn't do that, I think, but kind of like what Liam brought up. I don't know if he was saying it jokingly, but helping men, like with these masculine ideals, so to say. Yeah, I can't say it on air because I can't fully articulate these opinions correctly.
Yeah, I'll use my night crawlers. Always a big one.
All right. Did you guys hear about like all this controversy around Logan Paul, Crypto Zoo, and like him hating on his buddy George, I think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard about the George one. I watched a little bit of it. Keep going, though.
I believe, I haven't watched it, but I believe those people deserve to get scammed.
Oh, like the people who lost money at Crypto Zoo?
Yes, those people deserve to get scammed.
Well, I think the big thing about it is this guy called CoffeeZilla made a 3-part series soy. Just exposing what?
This is soy.
Soy. Yeah, I would agree.
It is. It's kind of soy. But like, no, because I know he's done like an NFT like collection one time with like the it was like some bendy shit. I don't know, but like I'm just like, oh, Logan Paul, how many times can you scan your pants? I got one more in me.
Jordan coming back after he played baseball. I'm back.
But Logan Paul started this crypto thingy where basically you buy an NFT egg and it hatches and then you can mutate whatever bullshit. And then yes. The other thing is he was like openly on air, like dissing his friend George for like, you know, just liking Christianity and all that. He made a response kind of like a, to me, it felt half sincere and half PR. Like, mm-hmm. Like the way.
It was 100% PR.
100% PR? 100%
PR with, if we're going above 100. Because, I mean, that sort of thing is all PR. But how sincere was he?
No, because for him to say that on air, like, to a friend, like, let's just say, I wouldn't, like, start, like, going after, you know, your mom just for liking, like, Christianity. Like, I wouldn't, like, just to me, like, I wouldn't do that because personal favorite, I don't have anything against Christianity, so I would never say it. But I'm just saying, like, on air, Logan Paul disses his friend's, like, religion, like, yes. Unremorsefully.
Something as, like, impactful, like, sacred, because I don't know, if it's like your job or something, I feel like there would not have been that much outcry. But this is
Logan's reasoning is they hate homosexuality and then like the bad things that Christianity done. Like, if you think about that, why would you apply that to a, like your friend? Like, oh, he supports something that has, you know,
what's the guy's name again?
George Janko.
Hey, George, I saw you the Crusades. I saw you in that Crusader helmet, and that you kind of slaughtered some of the Muslims. I'm not, you know what? I can't associate with you anymore. My response to George, I can no longer be friends with him.
Wasn't the Crusades the Catholics though?
Sorry, Same thing.
Pretty much, but...
But then the crypto zoo thing, Logan Paul made a response video. I watched it. I was like, wow. And he's like, see me in court. And I'm like, there's going to be a lawsuit over this?
What?
Because he's saying CoffeeZilla, like, defamated him, basically.
But also, too, CoffeeZilla isn't going for it. So it's a cold war of, like, you scam people. It's like, okay, well, I'll see you in court. No, I'm going to sue it. Honestly, when he's like when he invited him to Impulsive, I honestly just thought they were just gonna jump him. To be honest,
was CoffeeZilla on Impulsive recently?
He was not. But
no, but Logan says he's invited him.
He's invited him.
He's like he doesn't want to go on his. He just wants CoffeeZilla.
Just the way CoffeeZilla is built, I'm thinking he's gonna get jumped and beaten up really bad.
Dude, you know, I like Mike on Impulsive.
Mike. He didn't get kicked off, right? I saw some clickbait saying Logan Paul kicked off Mike.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But he always has like the ability to keep the conversation running, and he's like a pretty good mediator. He's entertaining. He talks well. I just like him as like a general podcast take. George is also good. He's pretty funny. He's got some...
I like Mike and George more than Logan Paul, even though it's his like podcast.
Yeah, Logan... I've watched a few of them, and... It feels like he's just like tuned out sometimes.
George?
Logan.
Oh, Logan.
Like he's just kind of not with it, you know, whether or not he's like on his phone or something. And Mike's always good about like calling him out. He's like, I spent 3 hours. And, you know, they're making it like a little joke kind of, but.
On the Nico episode, yeah. I would be watching with Celia, and like if it were like me or like Nico just talking to each other, it's just you like on the phone. It looks like you're not paying attention whatsoever. Celia's always like, all right, she'll say, Liam is totally like out of it. He just doesn't care what you guys are saying. And like, I'm like, Liam's not thinking that, but it's just funny to me.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely like looking down a few times, I'm like, wait a second. Like, fuck, I'm looking like so disinterested. But yeah, I'm sorry, Celia. I'm sorry.
She didn't mean it. It was just like a funny joke.
That was...
So when is Celia gonna be boxing Liam?
Tomorrow.
Celia boxes me, but I can't use my hands.
What do you use? Your shoulder?
Shoulders. The McGregor.
I don't really care about the Logan Paul internet drama. Yeah, it's just funny to talk about. Yeah,
it's good to include so then we can make some reels out of it.
Exactly.
Hey, content.
Grandma's Pillbox take on Logan Paul versus CoffeeZilla.
Logan Paul is a beta Chad.
Basically. Logan Paul's beta is base! Fuck you!
CoffeeZilla is a soy boy. There we go. Just edit that out.
Retweet. I love CoffeeZilla. I love drawn out video essays. I love video essays. I love video essays.
The way that perfectly hit your head. Donk.
The dog. Well, gentlemen.
Well, gentle.
I agree.
Thank you, everybody, for watching episode 30 of the Grandma's Pillbox podcast. We made it this far, real straight from the heart. Thank you to everybody who watching and leaving comments. Like, check. I'm always seeing your comments. I'm loving them. The ladies, we love you guys. It's been a great run so far.
Comment down below if you agree with all of Dan's takes.
I think you need to stop watching the show and go watch Space Dandy. Go watch Space Dandy.
Also, if you haven't seen episode 28, keep running that up.
Go watch Space Dandy.
100 views.
Episode 100. Or, yeah, we'll see it.
100 views on
it. Watch Space Dandy. It's a good show.
Damn, that wasn't on the script.
I don't care.
Damn.
It's a good show. It's a quick.
Liquid IV. Liquid IV, great for your soul.
I can't make
email is getting written right now. Liquid IV, just send us some boxes, please.
Liquid IV, just.